Hello everyone and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast and this is episode 120 titled Why I Love Growing My Own. And today's date is the 13th of July, but this was all actually written for the 12th, Monday the 12th. Basically, I've been on call and yesterday on Monday, I came home with a migraine and then got called out. So I had all this written ready to record and produce, but wasn't able to record and produce it. But I am today and here it is. So anyway, coming up today, a little on the diary like usual, and then just a little chat on why I find growing my own such a pleasure, and basically a little my escape from the joys of life. I'll come on to that later, including why I'm covering this subject, because it's a bit depressing at first, but anyway. So firstly, let's cover the diary. Now, during the week, we've had some really bad weather, very strong winds and heavy rain, which meant I wasn't able to get down the allotment properly until Wednesday. So Wednesday when I went down there, I've taken down a few bins of manure and placing those where I'm going to be growing the sweet potatoes. I noted there's been lots of weeds popped up and the wind has also bent and broken some asparagus and globe artichokes, to name a few. I've got to get on top of these weeds, obviously, but obviously the rain has just helped them really kind of germinate and stuff. So a bit of a kick in the teeth, but never mind, we'll get on top of it. The wind also blew over the weed membrane that was on top of the compost bins, and the kind of... It swept the pumpkins underneath the weed membrane. But that was easily sorted out straight away. And the plants are actually doing pretty damn good. Following this, I'm trying to keep everything just doing a bit of weeding. And watering, really. At home, I perhaps should have watered a bit more. But apart from a few losses in the wind with courgettes and pumpkins, everything's been okay. And thankfully, what has been lost, I've got plenty of replacements. Saturday, I was at home and I had a bit of a tidy up on the veg patch and planted out some okra and Heinz tomato plants and also replaced some of the damaged plants. So that vegetable patch is now fully planted up. Now, where I put the Heinz tomato plants, I did have the onions, and I said last week I had harvested those, and they're drying off, and they're tiny, they won't come to much, but they're still onions nonetheless. I've got a few plants that are just holding on, and we'll see how they're going to get on. These are like cucumbers and things. As I say, it's not a huge problem, because I've got plenty of spares, and we can replace those easily. I also have got lots of plants that I need to find homes for. Some may go down the allotment, but I've also been watching a YouTube channel, Oliver Huey, Northwest Organic. I love his channel, and what I love about it is the fact that he's used every tiny little bit of space to grow stuff in, including rooftops, and this has made me think where perhaps I could grow a few more plants just to make use of these extra plants. Anyway, that's Oliver Huey, Northwest Organic. There's a link to his channel on the blog page for this show. Please do check him out, he's well worth a look. Sunday, I went down the allotment after getting home from work at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. Weeded more, trying to get on top of it again and knock back the ones that have arrived. Harvested a really, really good load of strawberries, although I did have to repair the bed scaring tape as that got blown and broken in places with the wind, but I got a really decent amount of strawberries nonetheless. And this has been repeated, so we're on to a winner now with strawberries. Not quite at glut level, but nearly there. I then planted out some sweet corns and my last run of beans, And I've called these round the canes, which I've repeated on all the beans that I've grown, because they have got a bit blown over in places and away from the canes. So I called them round clockwise and they should start growing again. I then concentrated on my brassica bed and tidied that up. So I've lifted the netting. Some of the netting got blown over in the wind, I should say, as well. So I've lifted that up, gave it all a good weeding, and checked on all the plants that are growing in there. Cabbages are really doing well and actually hearting up, and we'll soon be getting cabbages out of them, which is brilliant. I've got a Brussels sprout experiment going on in here as well. I think I've talked about this before, but this experiment was a plant that I planted last year and harvested over the winter. After harvesting, I cut this plant stem off at the base, leaving the root and a bit of a base just in the ground. This base has now re-sprouted and grown another stem, which has put on plenty of leaf, and it now looks like it's actually producing some sprouts. So I'm going to be watching this over the next few months and reporting back on how this does. But this may well be a way of growing perennial sprouts. We'll keep an eye on it and I shall let you know. So after this, I went home and rested. Now, I've mentioned from time to time on various podcasts how work gets in the way. I don't do this for sympathy. I do this in order to demonstrate that living a busy life and growing your own can work together. And that it's not just for retirees, as is often portrayed. But that stereotype is slowly being eroded. And well, that's the diary taken care of. Now, to discuss why I love growing my own. So, and I said this was going to be a depressing at the start, and it's going to be a bit off subject, because what made me choose this subject was down to the election last week. Now, I tend to avoid politics unless it directly relates to vegetable growing. And even today, I'm not coming down on any side, but what really got me was the attitudes and of people. I deal with people from many different walks of life every day, and I really enjoy it. But what really upset me was the nastiness I saw going on. I was talking to people and seeing on Facebook how some people were hating people because they voted for certain parties, and how some people were idiots, or that person looks like this and that. I mean, it was just horrible. I just hate it. I really did. But when I was down on my plots and even on various YouTube channels, it was a totally different subject, friendly and helpful, and that's what you want. The plot down the allotment, nobody was really discussing the politics, and if they were and somebody had a difference of opinion, it was just, oh, fine, yeah, you can think like that, fine, I think this way, blah, blah, blah. But like I said, the YouTube channels as well. I saw on Oliver Huey's channel, he had Brian from Allotment Life said something. And Brian from Allotment Life, another YouTube channel, is very knowledgeable, very, very helpful. I noticed he said to Oliver Huey, who said he thought he was a beginner, that Brian said to him, "You're not a beginner because you're taking in everything I say and acting on it." And that's brilliant. It was just such a nice attitude and such a nice talk of life that it was so nice to go. And I do find out with the whole grow your own movement, people are friendly and helpful and don't jump down your throat. It's a general we're all in it together attitude. The only thing I think people can, some people anyway, can get a bit upset about, but even that's in the minority, is weed killer. But that's just neither here nor there. But for me, that's one thing that I truly love and appreciate about growing your own, is the people and the friendliness that goes on with it. Secondly, I love being outdoors. Now, I'm not the type that sits around, but working away in the fresh air, birds tweeting and the sun in your back, it just feels great. I think it's hard to feel down when you're on the plot and the weather, and it's like that. It's just lovely. And the more I do it, the more I appreciate it. Thirdly, I love my food. And I love the fact that my homegrown food tastes so good, and it enables me to eat seasonally, healthily, as well as experiment and try different foods. And it's just an awesome, awesome way of getting your food and appreciating where it comes from. Next thing I love is a sense of purpose I get from working on the plot, and I'm sure this is why many ex-military or retired people also enjoy it too, as it gives that sense of purpose and something to do. Now, I'm only judging that by what I've read and been told by others. However, as I've not been in the military or retired, I could be wrong. But if anyone is in that situation, get in touch and tell me your story. I'd love to hear it. However, for me, the sense of purpose I get is it's a break from my normal day. I can just get away from it all, not check the phone or emails, and just concentrate on my gardening with the aim of growing this wonderful food that I can take home and eat and feed my family and share with friends and invite friends to come around for dinner with food that I've grown. It's just such a wonderful feeling. My final thing is that I love the fact that if something fails, you can always try again, be it straight away or next year. It doesn't matter. We all learn from mistakes, and that is really apparent in gardening. So, and if it's something fails, it doesn't matter. We just try again. And next year, you know, the years come around again and again. The weather's never going to be too out of kilter to not grow anything. So it's just, what are my other hobbies, can you say, that you can make a mistake and it just... So that's it with my main things that I love about growing my own. Let me know in the comments if you have anything you want to add or what you love about it. Love to hear from you as always. Now that's it for this week. A bit of a short one, I'm afraid, just the way it's gone. I'm off to the water of the garden, so please take care, and I shall speak to you all again next time.